Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Avi Moria, Rav Hillel Ben Meir Chil Mechal Arayin Kaparas Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha. Today we are in Sefer Yishayo, and we are in Perek Memhei. And so the Nevuah of Koresh continues. Like we had said, this was said some 160 years before Koresh became the leader of Persia. Koresh wasn't a Navi. He didn't hear the words of Hashem directly. Someone must have told him about this Nevuah that we're going to hear about from Yishayo, where he gets mentioned by name, and he took it as a personal command to him. And so therefore he declares that God commanded him to go ahead and build up a house in Yerushalayim in Yehuda. And that's what it says over here, Karma Hashem Lemshicha L'Korish Asher Achzakti V'Yemino. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns around and he talks about Mishicha Korish. Mashiach usually means the anointed one. What it means over here is that Hashem calls Koresh his anointed one because he's going to have the special high calling of being the person through whom the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt. And so in front of the nations of the world, he wants to go ahead and raise up Koresh in order for him to go ahead and have the means that Koresh was going to be able to have in order to be worthy of this job. And that those means included the fact that God was going to stand by him, and he was going to turn around and break doors open and give him hidden valuables so that he'll know that that Hashem was the one who called on him on behalf of the Jewish people. Already 160 years before the fact, long before you're born, I already called you by name, Achanecha, he says. But you don't know me yet. But in your lifetime, you'll hear about this prophecy, and you'll know it was I, the God of Israel, gave you this power. And you'll know I gave it so that you would be able to go ahead and do something with it. And as he says in Pasuk Hey, Ani Hashem ve'ein od zulasi, ein Elohim azrecha v'lo yidatani. Right? You should know that without me there's no other God. I'll strengthen you while you still don't know me. I'll give you that power and that strength to become a world leader long before you hear about this Nevuah that we're talking about here. Hashem's already preparing you. And by this prediction, long before it came true, and by the realization at the time of Koresh, the world will learn the truth that there's one God who is involved in anything and everything. Ani Hashem ve'ein od. And that's what we say. Yotzer or vori choshech osa shalom uvori ra. Ani Hashem osa kolela. Right? As we say every morning, in a certain sense, Hashem is the one who creates the world, and he makes the peace in the world through Midas HaRachem, and so that darkness and light can coexist. And he also creates evil. Evil is also some of the stuff that's there. And the Navi says that it's as hard as for you, for any person to understand the concept, Hashem creates everything. There's quite a bit of excitement in the Mefarshim, what it means that Hashem, how a God who is all good, can go ahead and create Ra. For the human mind, it's a little bit difficult to understand. But that's the nature of godliness. God is God over everything. And that's what he says. Drip down, there's going to be, the Shamayim is going to drip down justice, and Hashem created it. And he says, you have to understand, woe to the one who argues with Hashem, who appoints him. Yishayahu here chastises the human being to think that, how can you argue with God? How can people criticize God about how he managed history and why Koresh's call didn't materialize into the Geula they expected it to be? The Navi sees man in comparison to his maker not only as a whole piece of pottery, but rather just as a chayrish, as a broken piece of pottery. And it's like, he says it's embarrassing in this period of time. He says, woe to the person who says, what are you going to do and how did you do it? You have to understand, you're encouraged to ask Nevi'im about the future so that you can be guided in your actions and reactions to world events, but don't presume to make any judgments about what I decided in the future. Don't tell me what to do about your future, B'nai Yisrael. And Rabbi Schwab's family comments, In Baltimore, Rav Schwab once reprimanded the children for not behaving properly, and one of the congregants said, hey, Rabbi, here in America, we're not that strict with our children. And the Rav says, you'll have to leave the education of my beloved children strictly up to me. And that's one of the situations that we have over here. that in life sometimes we are always so quick to forget about how God goes ahead and takes care of us. We have to go ahead and assume that he knows exactly what he's doing to us, his children. And he says, I awakened Koresh with the purpose of doing justice for the Jewish people. They suffered enough for their averos. And now God woke Koresh B'tzedek so that he should be able to deserve to have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. And I'm going to strengthen his roads. And those roads are going to be done properly. He'll rebuild the city and he'll set my exiles free, not with payment and bribery. Instead, what's going to happen? Kol Amar Hashem. Here comes a major nevuah. Yigia Mitzrayim Uskorkushu Svayim Anche Mida Alayich Yavor V'lach Yu Acharech Yelchu Bezikim Yavoru. That the people of stature will pass to you, on to you, and they'll belong to you. They're going to go ahead and you're going to conquer them. They're going to say, what's going to happen? I just understand, as they're praying to you, don't understand, don't go ahead and take that under advisement. You have to understand that in these situations, God hides himself behind the development of history. On the one hand, they see the hand of God in the Koresh announcement, and shortly afterwards, Koresh withdraws from being actively involved in the fate of the Jews, and the construction of the Beis HaMikdash gets halted for 14 years. In the meantime, we had a Purim, which threatened the very existence of the Jewish people. And that was a period which the Chachamim characterized of Hester Panim, of hidden faces. And that is the Kel Mestater nature of what happens. And notwithstanding that Hashem is a Kel Mestater, we know that he's Hashem, and we need to find Hashem in those situations. And in Pasuk Yizayin, we find a comment that we see quite often in the Slichos Yisrael no Shabbat Hashem Chuas Olamim lo Sevosh lo Sikamu Ad Omeyad. Yisrael gets saved by Hashem and all the time. When we look only to our Kadosh Baruch Hu for salvation, we'll never be put to shame because of religious beliefs. And in the Nevuah, Yishayo is alluding to the Christian value of a Savior other than Hashem. And the Navi says to all mankind, Kiko Amar Hashem Bori Hashemayim Hu Alokim Yotzer Arts Osa Uchonan Avlo Savo Baralo Sheves Yitzara Ani Hashem Vein Od. Hashem turns around and he says he established human life by giving man the ability to go ahead and populate human life. Notwithstanding the myriad of difficulties, he gave them the desire to have children, and that's his job. Lo B'Seisu Dibarti B'Makom Eretz. He says, I didn't speak. Come together, and the nations will get away from their avodah zarah. Tell and take those who take advice. Ask them, I'm Hashem. I told you to go ahead. I swore that every knee will bow in front of me, and only by Hashem, Ach Hashem li amar tzidkos va'oz eidav yavo v'yevo shukol necharayim bo. V'Hashem yitzdiku v'yisalak hozer Yisrael. When it comes to Bnei Yisrael, they have no reason to ever be embarrassed. When the world recognizes that Hashem Hu Alokim, every Jewish person will pride himself on that belief in Hashem. That's the greatness of the future, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises it here in Parak Mem Hei. Have a great day.